Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We are live at State Farm Arena, hanging out, getting ready for the NBA draft tonight. We had a great conversation with our general manager. That was in the 5 o'clock hour. If you missed it, go rewind on the Odyssey app, and you can hear what Anse Saleh had to say about the Hawks, his thoughts about where this team is going. He did not, and as Mike and I mentioned earlier, but I know some of you are like, he can't and did not mention the trade for Porzingis, because per NBA rules, you can't do that until it becomes official, which is July 6th.
Because technically it hasn't happened yet.
Correct. But we can talk about it.
Yes.
And we've been talking about it, because as that news hit yesterday when Mike and I got done, right, and we're going to 6:30 tonight, I think everybody was surprised. I was actually cooking and made a little video of my meal last night. It was absolutely delicious.
Looked great, by the way. Very impressive.
Onions, peppers. It was great. That was a skirt steak, by the way. But it shocked us, because I don't think most of us felt like they were going to make this kind of impactful move. Small moves, yes. And Dana just asked Mike and I, said, is this the biggest trade since when? And we were kind of sitting here thinking, okay, we've had some trades, but Mike, none of the impactful as impactful as getting a guy who's giving you 20 a night.
Right. I mean, DeJounte Murray was a big trade because you gave 3 number ones, but half our audience didn't know who DeJounte Murray was.
No.
You know, and then, you know, when you traded John Collins, he was too little too late as far as what you got in return. So, yeah, it's one of the bigger ones. I mean, it's not as big as, you know, getting rid of Neek while you were in first place with Danny Manning. But, yeah, I mean, look, this guy, two ways of looking at it. If we can do a poll question on this, by the way, because we can talk to Lauren Williams from the AJC here in just a sec, because a lot of folks, I think the injury history precedes the production in the minds of a lot of Hawks fans, because he's missed a lot of games. And it's funny, because we had a bunch of guys that I knew it was going to come say, you and Duke's always shooting down Zion. This guy's as busted as Zion. Well, yes and no. I mean, this dude does bring perimeter jump shooting. He's not a rim protector, Carl, so that's not a part of his game. I mean, like, he can't grab rebounds, but Porzingis is a guy that, you know, you think more of him as a shooter.
He is, and this whole thing about posting up and all that's ridiculous. That's not his game, but he can help Trey be better. Let's grab Lauren Williams here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as she joins us. And we thought she was going to be able to make it in. She's literally, imagine that, stuck in traffic in the ATL. So we're going to get a chance to talk to Lauren on the phone. And, Lauren, thanks so much. I'm curious to get your thoughts just initially on the Porzingis trade, and what do you think it means for this current roster? It could change again tonight or the next few weeks, but what do you think about it?
Yeah, I'm sorry that I got stuck in traffic. First of all, I missed the sweet spot. You guys know how it is in Atlanta. But I honestly, you know, when it happened, it surprised me. Not that it was going to happen, but it just surprised me when it happened. And it's awesome to see that, you know, the trade is happening before the draft. I know a lot of people make the argument that, you know, free agency should come before the draft so that teams actually know what they need to draft for and positioning-wise and everything like that. But I honestly think it's a pretty good trade. You know, you have potential to have a lot of big rewards for a pretty low risk. And so, you know, I think that it means a good thing moving forward for the Hawks to especially, you know, invest or maybe even just not invest, but pick up a stretch big, if you will. That's something that I felt like they needed for quite a long time. And for it to be Porzingis is huge. I know a lot of people have concerns about his injury, but when he's only under contract for 1 year, it's essentially a rental. And you can kind of see just how he fits with the roster. Maybe he, you know, does all the things that are needed to make him healthy for the remainder of his career. I like the trade. I think it's a good one.
It is. Lauren Williams, guys, with us from the AJC. On the waitfor.com hotline as Pastor Troy goes through his sound check behind us, in case you're following along at home. Hey, Lauren, the thing about the next move, do you feel that, and we talked with Anse Saleh about the cap and maybe the idea that Ressler does spend a little bit more. What do you think? I mean, do you think we're going to be – are there more trades coming down the pike? Is it going to be more about free agency? Because, as we know, the free agency thing gets very expensive pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think, you know, the fact that they have their $25 million trade exception still from the DeJounte Murray deal, you know, it does give them quite a bit of flexibility still. And, you know, something that Ansi Soleil told us, you know, in his media availability that he had on Monday is that he does have the authority to go into the luxury tax. And maybe this is the year that Hawks fans finally get to see that. And so I think that this just sort of means that this team is really starting to invest in, you know, trying to compete. It, this definitely is a roster that I think, you know, is more of a top six roster. And if, you know, it ends up being anything less than that, then, you know, it's a low risk situation to kind of bring in, Porzingis. But I do think that you can still see this team sort of try to attack the free agency market, whether that's bringing a guy like Caris LeVert back, just because I do think he's someone that people are still going to want to sign to their roster. He's a guard that can go out and score. He brings great defense. He brings veteran leadership to any locker room, even if he is a lead by example type of guy. But you know, I do think this is huge for the Hawks, and I think it shows that, you know, they're willing to invest in building around Trey still, and especially when you have a guy that's in Ansi Soleil that's saying that they're locked in with Trey at least for the next year. So it seems like this is a let's see what happens this year type of situation, and then they'll go from there.
What do you think we do in this draft tonight? Do we keep this pick? If we do pick, what position do you think? Do you agree with Soleil saying, hey, we're going to go best player available? Because I always hear that, but then I go, all right, but there were certain needs that you could target in this draft.
Yeah, I definitely think that they'll be able to, especially where they are in the draft at 13, I think they'll still be able to sort of, you know, get best available player while also, you know, keeping that pick and addressing some of their needs. They still do, I think, need a third center, just because we've seen what happens, especially with Porzingis' injury history. We've seen them play Muhammad Gay at the center, but I think that they've always sort of envisioned him as a wing, and he was kind of backing up Jalen Johnson a little bit more. So I do think that, you know, they'll be able to address some of those needs while still picking the best player available. I do like that strategy, just because with this particular draft class, I think you're going to hit on something. So, yeah, I definitely think that they keep this pick, especially after moving on from number 22. And you know, I think they have to take into account that they don't have really their next two picks. I mean, yes, 2026 is a pick swap, but who knows where San Antonio ends up in the draft, and then they don't have that pick in 2027. So I do think they got to take advantage of what they have here, but I just don't know what they'll be able to or where they'll be able to move up if that's something that they have in mind, just because, you know, who are they going to package that number 13 pick with to try and move up in the draft? I don't see it. I think they're going to end up having to pick at 13.
It is Lauren Williams with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Ivan Johnson, listening to us on Line Crawl, says he thinks Porzingis, he's sixth in blocks all time amongst active players, so he thinks can still be that rim protector.
He can block shots, there's no doubt, but he's not like the traditional, more of a help defender, Lauren, in my opinion, when you talk about like coming off of a guy and getting a block. He's not just sitting there under the rim and blocking shots, but he can do that.
He can, and if you think about it, they'll likely be pairing him alongside Onyeka Okongwu, who's a pretty solid rim protector, though he's an undersized center, or they're going to be pairing him alongside Jalen Johnson, who's also another great help defender. So I do think they have a lot of versatility with Porzingis in the front court. I mean, what can you do with a 7'2" person who is either, you know, sort of a little bit away from the rim? He can recover well. So I do think that they're going to have, you know, that sort of great defensive presence, especially also when you think about him being alongside Dyson Daniels. So I do think we'll still see that sort of production out of him, even if it may be, you know, a little bit less than what he's been able to do in the past, but I think he'll still be able to be up there.
All right. Again, it's all about the injury concern. I think that's the only reason why some folks are kind of, Lauren, lukewarm about it, because how many games he's missed. And then the weirdness of that injury in the Knicks series, which limited his minutes.
Yeah. That illness, we still don't fully understand what it was. We just know that it was something viral is what the reports have been saying. But, yeah, I think time will tell. And when we get a chance to be able to talk to him, you know, when that draft becomes official, I guess we'll get to get some answers. But I do like the trade a lot. I do think when you're adding size to the front court, you're adding a guy that can shoot the ball consistently, somebody who can block shots and who has a veteran presence in any locker room, that's huge. And so I think the Hawks definitely got better with this trade. And, yes, I understand that a lot of people have those injury concerns, but I think these are one of those trades that don't necessarily come around often. And so when they do, you do have to do it, if that makes any sense
at all.
Right.
No, it totally does. Lauren, thank you so much, as always. Check her stuff out, AJC, AJC.com, guys. She's all over the draft and covers our Hawks, and she'll be here tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Night, taking it all in and filling you in on all the things. Lauren, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, as always, guys. Absolutely.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and my man, Pastor Troy's here.
Just heard the sound check.
Yeah, I mean, that was quick. We were like, how long is this going to take? It was booming in there. But he is performing tonight for the Hawks draft party. So we're going to talk to Pastor Troy here when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.